I am Red Sebastian, and you're listening to Building Bridges podcast.
Take it away.
Welcome to Building Bridges. I'm Sebi.
And I'm Dave.
And this is the Eurovision podcast for the rest of us. And today we built another bridge to Belgium, as we had the pleasure to speak with Red Sebastian once again. If you remember our episode just before Eurosong, when we talked to him in our Belgium week, which was crazy because I wasn't even there, Dave, and Jan, you guys just put out like seven, I don't know how many interviews in a week just with Belgium. That was crazy.
Yeah, four. We had half of them on, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
Including Seppa, of course, Red Sebastian. And nice to see him again now that he's won. And it's funny, when we spoke with him back, my goodness, I think that was December, he couldn't say anything, obviously, about the song, about the staging, nothing, not even the title. But we had the feeling then something was coming, and even though it was only our second of the four interviews, there was this little, I don't know, this little hint that, yeah, that it was going to be him. So super happy for him. And yeah, now we're what, 6 weeks away from Basel or less?
Yeah.
And we'll see what he's going to bring there.
Exactly. And we asked him, of course, what he's going to bring, and let's hear it.
So we just mentioned that, of course, before we went live. So it's been a few months since you and I spoke together. At that time, you were hinting like something big was coming, and you couldn't even talk about, you couldn't even tell us the name of the song, but you were leading on like this big, you know, this big thing was coming. Like, since winning, how have you processed this the last few weeks, and how are things going?
Well, it's been a crazy few weeks because, you know, my life is really, you know, changed, and with winning like Eurosong, my big dream of representing Belgium is finally coming through, you know, and that's so, you know, so lovely because I've been dreaming of it like for all my life. So I'm really busy at the moment, doing a lot of rehearsals, interviews, you know, choosing what to wear, and shooting my music video that came out a week ago. I mean, time in my head isn't really there at the moment.
Yeah.
It's also so great to be living this dream of mine, and to be able to do it all, and I absolutely love it. It's been it's been very exhausting and less sleep than I'm used to, but I love it. I'm here for it.
Can you still walk the streets normally in Belgium, or do you get recognized by every person that sees you?
Well, it's definitely changed since I won, and I have to, you know, be aware that everywhere I go, there's not everyone recognizes me, but there's a lot of people coming to ask for a picture or like an autograph or something, and that's something that I still have to, like, you know, let sink in, you know. It's strange because it went from like nothing to everything all of a sudden. So, but I mean, people are very kind and they always wish me good luck and they're super sweet. So yeah, I love it.
Wonderful.
So for a while there, especially around Eurosong, if you looked at the betting odds, Belgium, I mean, you shot right to the top, especially for quite a while after you won. But those were early days. A lot more songs have come out now and the betting odds have kind of settled a bit. How confident are you that you can still do a fantastic job, and just basically how are you feeling about how you'll do?
Well, I always say if you don't want to win, you don't have to do a competition. So I really want to bring something wonderful in Basel, and you know, I'm rehearsing, I'm you know, gymming a lot, I'm going to the vocal class a lot, I'm doing a lot of coachings on choreography, you know, I'm really putting in all the work that is necessary to really be at my best in Basel and really put on the best performance. And I am still very confident, you know, in doing it all. And I think if you don't believe it, then it won't happen. And if you do believe in it, and if you work hard, then everything's possible. So yeah, it would be wonderful to win and to bring that trophy home and bring Eurovision here 40 years after the you know, last win and only win of Belgium with Sandra Kim.
Yeah, that's right. And that's the mentality you need to win at the end of the day. But are you someone who looks at polls and at betting odds, or does it make you nervous? Do you try to stay away from it? How do you feel about these things?
Well, obviously, you know, the press also asked me a lot about, you know, having that first position okay. when I won, you know, a few weeks ago. And now we're at, I think, the eighth place or something like that. But I mean, I see it, but I'm not constantly looking at it, and I yeah. also think it's still great that we're in the top 10 of the bettings. I think that's wonderful, and I mean, yeah, I read some things online, but I'm not really letting me carry, you know, carry me away also with it. I think it's important to stay true to yourself and stay true to the performance and really focus on that part. Because, you know, I saw with Gustav, he was really low at in like the bettings at first, and he ended up being seventh. So I mean, everything's possible, and he showed it, I think. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, and we haven't seen, of course, what you're going to bring to Basel, so the betting odds still are just guesses, you know, like no one really knows. So you still got lots of time left to surprise us all, and we can't wait for that. And on theme surprises, you just released your music video for Strobe Lights. How was that, filming that, and maybe what was your favorite part of filming the video?
I really liked it because I like to play with contrasts, and I was like, okay, I have to bring like the more, you know, everyday version of me, maybe a little bit more you know, plain, and then you have like this alter ego red rave Sebastian, who's also in the elevator, and it was very fun for me to like play with that contrast and you know, getting those two worlds together in the end. And yeah, I really liked being on set of my like first ever you know, professional music video. It was such a fun time shooting it, and it was lovely with all the dancers. I also had five friends of mine who were there, like the red hands you see all over me, those are my friends, so that's very nice that they also took part in my music video and are in this journey with me. So yeah, it was so fun.
Yeah. Well, you have won Euro song. It's been a few months now. It's been so much has happened since. Is there something about this Eurovision journey maybe that you didn't expect at all, or that was completely different to what you expected it would be like?
I don't think I've felt about you know, felt that way about something yet. Can always happen, but I mean, I knew it was gonna be busy, but I didn't expect it to be this busy, because yeah. you know, you always hear that, oh, okay, Eurovision is about singing, but I haven't sung a lot the last time, like in for public, I mean.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to the pre-parties and being yeah. on stage with Strobe Lights again, and like really, you know, getting to know the crowd, and then also, of course, the 13th of May and the 17th, hopefully. 13th is very important to me because that's my birthday, actually.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be performing on my birthday, and Yeah, I hope to get the best birthday present ever, which is to qualify for the finals. But yeah, I'm looking forward to be on stage because it's been a lot of rehearsing and talking and doing interviews now. But I'm really looking forward to like the stage thing.
Yeah, I think we've had a few performers who performed in their semifinal on their birthday, and I think all of them qualified as far as I can remember. So if that gives you some hope, I think you should be pretty good. But yeah, of course, Eurovision is a huge platform. Do you think this also gives you a chance to express yourself, your values freely in this?
Yeah, I think so because the one, if you say Eurovision to me, then I immediately think of like the uniting feeling and about like one of the earliest memories is Lordi for me, and to see a rock group with like dressed as monsters win this competition really, showed me that nothing is too weird to be on that Eurovision stage, and that nothing is too strange and everything is possible. So that's a really nice message to me. Like as a kid, I really felt as the odd one out sometimes, and Eurovision was there for me, and it's so surreal for me to be in it now. So yeah, I hope that maybe I can be that for other people, and be that red-haired guy who maybe let kids dream too, or other people dream too. So that would be wonderful.
And your journey continues, obviously. So now you said you've been busy, and it's almost April, and things, shocker, are going to keep getting more and more busy, especially with the pre-party starting. So have you been confirmed for any yet? Anything you can tell us about where fans might be able to see you before Basel?
Of course, I'm going to do Amsterdam the 5th of April. 5th of April, yeah. I'm going to do London the 13th of April, and I'm going to do Madrid the 20th of April. So it's going to be a very busy schedule, but I'm very looking forward to it because I love all those cities, and I can't wait to meet the people there.
Yeah, enjoy it. It will go by so fast, and then it will be May already, and then you will be in Basel on stage. And
And
yeah.
there's so much fun because you'll get to meet the artists for the first time and start
Course.
forming your little cliques. Like that's
Oh.
what we love as the fans, like seeing what artists like start becoming friends and all this on
Yeah,
social media. It's so much fun.
I already back and forwarded some messages with some other contestants on Instagram, and we actually just put up a group together on Instagram. So it's very fun meeting everyone, and I can't wait to meet them in person on the pre-parties.
Yeah, last year there was a WhatsApp group. I was going to say, you need a WhatsApp group again this year. You should start one and get everyone into it.
Who is most active in the group?
Well, it's just like 2 hours that I know that this group exists, so I can't really tell who's the most active yet. But it was Sissal from Denmark who put on the put up the group. So yeah,
So she's the
really
admin.
quick. Yeah. She's behind it.
Yeah. All right. What are your plans for Basel? Do you have any big changes with the staging plan? Are you going to keep it similar to Eurosong? Is there anything you can tell us already?
The getting ready for Basel for me is like really being healthy and sleeping a lot, gymming a lot, doing my preparations vocally, physically. Yeah, really those things aside than the creative part, like choosing what to wear, doing rehearsals, meeting up with my team and getting everything Basel and Eurovision ready. So it's I have a lot of, it have to be very focused all the time, but it's my dream and I'm living for it. So I really love it.
Wonderful. Your dream is coming true. Thank you so much for joining us once again. Do you have anything else you would like to say? Any final words or anything
Yeah,
else?
I would like to thank you for the support, and it was lovely talking to you again, and it was already, it was very fun to talk to you a few weeks ago, and now it's even more fun that I'm, you know, the representative of Belgium this year. So yeah, let's. I don't know if you're going to Basel, but I,
yes.
If you are going to Basel, then I can't wait to meet you there.
We will see each other.
Let's rave together on strobe lights in the arena.
Absolutely.
Right?
was just gonna say that. Can't wait to meet you there. And if you're getting up on a platform again on stage, please be careful, darling.
I will.
All right, thank you again. Dankuvel. See you there.
Best of luck. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Finally, the two Sebastians met up as well. It's I don't think there's been many Sebastians in Eurovision. I'm just thinking it's rare that I hear my own name. So yeah,
there's a TikTok for you. The history of Sebastians at Eurovision.
Nice representation in that case. Mm. And the Taurus as well, as he is going to compete on his birthday, which is crazy. I could only think of Tuji with Norway, who qualified but then finished last in the final. But I'm just thinking, what's
the... Yeah, don't tell him that.
No. But there was somebody else for sure, but maybe you guys can let us know in the comments. And I think that was it for this episode. Don't forget to follow our socials. We are at Building Bridges Pod pretty much everywhere. Our website is buildingbridgespod.com. And tune in next time again.